This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ذلك الفوز الكبير رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي Respected scholars, elders, teachers, and my dear young brothers and sisters, it's an immense pleasure seeing young, dynamic ummah coming together to be the torchbearers. Indeed, this reflects the love that we have for each other, the care that we carry for each other. My young brothers and sisters, in a life where we have so many distractions and deviations, it becomes difficult and hard at times to find right direction and to gain motivation to walk on that direction unless we have right priorities. And therefore, I feel it is important as an ummah to talk about our priorities in a structured manner, to have clarity and confidence to be the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When we study the glorious Quran and the Sunnah, we find five main priorities that you see here that we must have in our lives. Number one is faith and worship. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He provides success for those who have faith, who submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that is pleasing to Him. So as young minds, I really would like to have your apt attention, thorough assimilation and quick action in igniting the faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed, when you are faithful in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you gain trust in Allah. Life is not easy all the time. I need Him. We got to go back to Him, submit to Him in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hope is what we need to have in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mercy beyond imagination. Hope that we must have in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like no other. Faith and worship helps us to actually progress, succeed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Asr, Surah number 103, I want to read the formula for success. Allah Almighty, He talks about the people who will be in extreme and complete loss. And He makes exceptions for those, number one, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, for those who have faith. So when you prevent failure, what comes for you is success. So faith must come first in our lives as priority. Worship is something that is the entire life in total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that actually shows that we are the slaves of Allah. And we feel extremely content and happy to submit to the one who is all powerful, who has control over everything, who understands everybody's needs. My brothers and sisters, it is so important to actually have this priority that it becomes the determining factor for your and my success of this world and the hereafter. Don't you all want to be successful? Of course. And this success as a Muslim's vision does not end here in this world. It goes beyond. And for that, my brothers and sisters, we need to have faith and worship as our priority. Subhanallah, one such living champion who is an inspiring character, a champion who actually kept his faith and worship as priority and got success in an amazing way. Let us watch a quick clip of that.
In the heart of Dagestan, Russia, a place where mountains touch the sky, emerged a man whose journey transcended the boundaries of sports. This is the story of Habib Nurmuhammadov. From an early age, Habib embraced the teachings of Islam, finding strength in faith and a deep connection with Allah Almighty. His daily life is a testament to the power of prayer and worship, a reminder that success is not just measured in victories, but in the humility and values he carries in his heart. Habib's respect for family is unwavering. He understands that true strength comes from Almighty and strongly believes in honoring his parents, instilling values that extend beyond the octagon. In the spotlight, Habib remains humble. His success hasn't overshadowed his humility. He treats every fan, every opponent, with the same respect he learned from his parents. Discipline is the cornerstone of Habib's life. Whether in the gym or facing adversity, he demonstrates that success is born from hard work, dedication, and an unyielding belief in oneself, as Allah Almighty helps those who help themselves. Habib Nurmuhammadov, a champion not only in the world of mixed martial arts, but in life itself. His story truly reflects faith and worship as priority, and reminds us that greatness is not just about titles, but about the values we uphold. Faith, discipline, respect, humility, and hard work. Indeed, in Habib's life, each thread is a lesson. A lesson in faith, in worship, in discipline, in respect, in humbleness, and in the power of hard work. A lesson that inspires us to be champions in our own lives.
So you see, when you have faith and worship as priority, success is bound to come because it is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you have faith and worship, you actually gain solace, comfort, strength and support from none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second priority, my brothers and sisters, that we must have in our lives is education and knowledge. We must think beyond academics. We must gain special skill sets. We must have excellence in our knowledge. We must have roadmap of learning, and we must have the mindset of lifelong learners. That's how we can actually excel. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises in Surah Al-Mujadila, Surah number 58, ayah number 11. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Allah increases the ranks for those who have faith and who have knowledge. Subhanallah. So my dear young brothers and sisters, you individually or group-wise must have clear roadmap of learning. Learning beyond academics. Education is set to be there. Yes, we understand that. But then your dynamism, your role demands much more than academics. Yes, I understand that you're young, but yet you are individually responsible for making a positive change in the lives of the people out there. Transformation is achieved through powerful and systematic education. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no wonder, commanded and declared and started the revelation with a formula of education. Iqra, read, learn, excel. This is how we actually need to have our priority as education and knowledge. And subhanallah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said something very, you know, outstanding. He said, seeking knowledge is obligatory. It's fard. There is no choice that you can have it or not. There is no option that you can have it or not. No, you must carry up as torchbearers, educated, knowledgeable individuals of the ummah, so that we can actually have a greater impact on the world, inshallah. The third priority we must have in our lives is to develop and build strong character. Strong character demands that you need to be strong in your faith, strong in your worship, strong physically, strong emotionally, strong spiritually, strong in your mindset. Leadership is what is expected from you. Your role in the society must be such that your example must be given out there. You must be a shining star as a torchbearer. Strong character is what is expected from a torchbearer. Subhanallah. A strong character is such that is extremely truthful, honest, and have his own priorities in place. Strong character is what we have the greatest example of all in the life of our Habib, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he talks about his character. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have an exalted, outstanding, remarkable character. Strong character is something that when you are in real difficult situation, you come out. You don't get fallen all the time. Yes, we go down at times, but then not to get up is not the sign of a strong character. My brothers and sisters, life, as I said, is not easy. Challenges will come on your way. Situations will not be very, very friendly for you. Environment would not be so, you know, nice for you. But you got to stand up and shoulder the responsibility of the ummah as a strong character. Subhanallah, one such again, classic example, the living example, an inspirational individual in the world today, who despite having such challenging health condition, had decided to come up and determine himself and take up life in a very positive way, is a video that you will watch now to inspire all of us.
In a world filled with challenges, there are individuals who defy the odds, proving that the human spirit is unbreakable. This is the story of Ghanem al-Mufta, an extraordinary soul who turns adversity into inspiration by the will of Allah Almighty. Meet Ghanem al-Mufta, a resilient soul who, despite facing physical challenges beyond comprehension, has submitted willingly to the decree of Allah and has embraced life with courage and determination without any complaints. Ghanem's journey began with unique challenges. Despite the obstacles, Ghanem found solace and strength in his passion as a strong character. His faith and character became the source of inspiration and empowerment. With unwavering determination, Ghanem faced and conquered obstacles, proving that resilience can turn adversity into triumph. Ghanem's journey has not only inspired himself, but also touched the lives of those around him. Ghanem's story is a testament to the strong character, indomitable spirit that resides within each of us. No matter the challenges, with faith, determination, and passion, we can submit to the decree of Allah Almighty and turn adversity into inspiration.
You see, when you have strong character, subhanAllah, you will overcome difficulties having strong faith in Allah Almighty, accepting the plans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone's life biography is already written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He actually recorded the entire lifestyle that you will carry. You and I would like to ensure that we comply with the discipline, with the rules set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and have the best hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be highly positive in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Things will not go always the way you want. You got to submit to the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's actions are wise. Sometimes we might not comprehend it. We might think that it's going against us. But as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, perhaps you may dislike a thing, but that's good for you. And perhaps you may like a thing, but that's not good for you. Allah knows and you don't know. So you got to rely on Allah Almighty. In any situation and condition, submit to Allah Almighty, and you will see wonders coming your way. You will see miracle happening within your own lives when you trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something that should be set as a priority for a strong character. My brothers and sisters, time is now to engage and make the angels busy. We know guidance is not guaranteed. We know firmness in the deen is not always there. That's the reason the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam frequently make this dua, and let us together now make the angels witness by making this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I want you to repeat a bit by bit after me. Are you ready? Ya muqallib al-qulub, ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenik. O changer of hearts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one in whose two fingers is the heart. He can change our condition anytime. The need is we call out to Him. We seek guidance from Him. We seek firmness in the deen. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, faith and worship, education and knowledge, having strong character demands that we must actually be pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we must be pleased with the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we must be pleased with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we have these priorities, we will succeed in this dunya and in the hereafter as well. The fourth priority that we must have in our lives is family values. If you really thoroughly engage in sincere connection with your families, wallahi, by Allah, you will find utmost tranquility. Islam is all about values. Values within yourselves, values with your family, values with your neighborhood, with your society and humanity at large. So indeed, family values is something which should be our priority. No matter what, at the end of the day, who stands by you? Your mother. Who guides you? Your father. They are the ones who actually are there for you when perhaps everybody would leave you. Your closest friend might leave you, but then someone who will never ever leave you are our own parents. Therefore, the Prophet ﷺ, upon asking the question again and again, who deserves the most companionship, he said, your mother. No wonder why the Prophet ﷺ, he said, your father is the middle door of Jannah. Subhanallah. Talking about the values, the family values that we must have. My brothers and sisters, indeed, if you really want to have happiness, goodness and well-being, you must spend and learn to spend quality time with your family. In this destructive world of technology and devices, we often miss huge opportunity. We tend to regret in a moment when that perhaps be too late. So let's not be among those who become regretful about things. Ni'mah, blessings, when you have right there in the form of your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your own, you know, siblings, your relatives. Enjoy with them. Set aside all things and spend time with them. That should be your priority in your life. And then when you do that, subhanAllah, you got to understand the blessing from Allah. When you see your mother, that's a blessing from Allah. When you see your father, that's a blessing from Allah. When you see your own, brothers and sisters, that's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So understand that Allah Almighty in one ayah talks about huququllah, that's the rights of Allah, and huququl ibad, that's the rights of the creation. In Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, ayah number 36. Go back and check it out and study it. It talks about how we need to be upright and dutiful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how important it is for us to ensure that we take care of the ones who are closest to us, our near and dear ones. How important for us to spend time with them and gain real comfort and calmness and peace that you will not be able to buy from the malls or the markets. Subhanallah, this is the reason our, as torchbearers, priority must be family values. The last priority that we must have, my brothers and sisters, is to ensure that we become people of khair, people of goodness, people who can touch lives in the world. Community service is something which is so important in Islam. Subhanallah, Allah Almighty talks about in the Quran about you, about me as us as ummah. Allah Almighty says, "Kuntum khayra ummah." You are the best of the people. Why? And for what? Ukhrijat linnas. You have been raised for the benefit of mankind. Not just for yourself, not just for your family, but then go beyond. Help people. Touch lives of the people. Smile with others. Advise others. Be with those who are in distress. Spend moments with those who are depressed. Help people who can actually feel happy in your company. Subhanallah. This is something which is so important, my brothers and sisters, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said something amazing. He said, the best of you is the one who is most beneficial among you. So if you and I would like to be the best, we got to ensure that we become the person of benefit. And never ever think that you can't benefit others. You can benefit everyone in reality. It's just that you need to have that mindset of benefiting others. Benefit others in every way possible to be the best in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this community service is something which we all need to have. For this reason, my brothers and sisters, you must understand that there is no scope. There is no scope for us to complain in the world. You know why? Because right now in the world there are about 150 million people who are homeless. 150 million do not have place to live. Subhanallah. We don't have any scope for complaining. You know why? Because in the world there are about 9 million people die every single year out of hunger, which means 25,000 people every single day, which means by the time we are actually spending, there about 3,000 people already die, and most of them are children. What is there to complain? They're dying out of hunger. There are about 3.5 million people who die every single year because of no water. Subhanallah. No water, no clean water. And because of that, they die every single year, 3.5 million people, according to the World Health Organization. So thank Allah for the blessings that you have. You have shelter, you have good food, you have clean water. As you thank Allah, you will actually become more grateful to Allah. And that is the sign again of a community worker who is very much grateful what he has, and he extend that help to others as well. Subhanallah, by this way, we can be truly torch bearers. Do you all want to be torch bearers? Let us make this acknowledgement again. Let the angels witness this acknowledgement that we want to be torch bearers. Before we actually end, let's have a quick video on community service that actually ignites our attention, the need and the impact of community service in the society.
In a world that often seems divided, there exists a force that unites, empowers, and uplifts the extraordinary power of community, of being together, understanding each other's needs, and serving them as true torchbearers. In every neighborhood, town, and city, individuals are coming together to create a positive impact, to be the change they wish to see in the world. Allah Almighty has provided us with a means to exercise this feeling through daily congressional prayers. Community living facilitates community service, which is not just about giving. It's about building bridges, fostering empathy, and creating a network of support that transcends barriers. From lending a helping hand to our seniors to revitalizing public spaces, these acts of service are the building blocks of stronger, more compassionate communities. When you see the impact a small act can have, it's contagious. It inspires others to join in and be part of something greater than themselves. Community service addresses not only the symptoms, but also the root causes of societal challenges. It's a force that tackles homelessness, hunger, and educational disparities head on. The power of community service lies in its ability to empower individuals and communities, to break the cycle of poverty, and create a future filled with possibilities and opportunities. Creative ideas of young minds showcase the collective strength of a community working towards a common goal. A goal that goes beyond personal gain and focuses on the greater good. Our strength is our unity. When we stand together, we create a force that cannot be ignored, a force that can bring about lasting change. Community service reminds us that every act of service, no matter how small, sends waves of positive change throughout our communities and beyond. The Prophet Muhammad, may the peace be upon him, said, "The best of humans are those who are most beneficial to others."
So, my brothers and sisters, we got to be a helping hand for the humanity. That is what is expected from a torchbearer. Inshallah, we all would like to really get into a force which is positive, that can touch millions of lives and bring a greater positive change in the world, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us all and help the entire humanity to be those who can sincerely submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before I leave, let me give you very quick action items after you go back. First one, when you go back home, just pray 2 rak'ah, going the sujood, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you a highly beneficial person. Number two, when you go back home, go and kiss the forehead of your mother and tell, I can't repay what you have done to me, but I really would like to do best service as I could to you. When your father comes back home, massage his feet and say, Father, I really love you and I care for you. Again, I can't pay back to you, but I really love you and I'll do everything possible for you to make you happy, inshallah. Last but not the least, always make an introspective mindset, which means ask questions to yourself before you sleep. Am I becoming a true positive contributor in the society every single day or not? Lastly, keep learning, keep practicing, and keep sharing. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.